Okay, all right. That was a bit of a rant from Joe Concha, but every bit of it was so applicable, I just wanted the whole clip to play. And so what we're looking at here is this. Listen, powers that be, if you're concerned about what you've designated as vaccine hesitancy, maybe you should hire a new PR firm because you're doing a horrible job. Horrible job. I mean, the very idea that the only thing you've got in your toolbox to help convince people that you want them to get a shot that some people are very concerned about, a shot that some well-educated and well-informed and well-studied people have decided they're concerned about whether they should get, your choice or your means by which you're trying to convince people is shame and fear and lying. How about stop the lying? How about when something comes up medically, you don't go into cancel culture mode? How about when a story is proven to be false, you actually take it down? I mean, wouldn't that be an interesting thing? You know that Rolling Stone, by the way, the story that Joe Concha was talking about, the original story of this, with the doctor with the fake information, when it was proven that it was wrong, Rolling Stone didn't issue a retraction. They issued what they called an update because they didn't want to be like a retraction because that's a clear indication that they had it all wrong. So they provided an update which changed the facts of the story. But Rachel Maddow kept the original story up on her Twitter. And Twitter, by the way, didn't take it down. I mean, how many times have some of y'all been out there on your social media and you get the little flag like, are you sure you don't want to read the story first? Well, thank you, thought police. Or how about this one, the one on Twitter that says, this has been flagged for containing misinformation. The Taliban still has their Twitter account, last I checked, but President Trump does not. And then you got stories like this that are not true. And yet you want us to believe you. You want us to buy into the idea that there's something we need to do, and yet you belittle and you shame and you create fear and you lie, outright lie. And that's your modus operandi for trying to get people to do something that they're reluctant to do otherwise. I got news. You folks that are in charge of the whole vaccination process, you're failing miserably because your PR methods are just awful. Absolutely awful. And listen, there's got to be a day when we come back around to the question of accountability. Where did this come from, by the way? Where did it come from? So we're going to do this. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back from this break, and I want to hear what Rand Paul says about new documents that have come out. This says that some of this stuff is definitely tied to funding that came from Dr. Fauci's lab to the Wuhan lab. And then we're going to talk about some things that are changing in society. I've been answering emails from some of our listeners concerned about some things and just telling them, hey, by the way, don't forget this, and encouraging them along the way. Folks, there's a lot going on here. But you do have rights. I am not anti-vaccine, but I am pro-liberty. And I do believe you cannot just take the United States and twist it like a rag to try and squeeze the water out of it. It doesn't work that way. In the United States, we require answers, and you will not coerce somebody, you will not force somebody who is used to having freedom to do something by telling lies and shaming and spreading fear. Doesn't work that way. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, folks, if you ever thought you wanted to be on the Right Side team, you want to be an advertiser on our show, super easy. Just go to that website I keep talking about, rightsideradio.org, and you will find a little button on there for contact. Hit the contact and find the contact information from my buddy Bobby, and Bobby will square you away on how easy it is to become part of that Right Side team. We got some of the best advertisers on this show, folks that I really do consider partners in the effort that we make here at Right Side to enlighten and empower and encourage and entertain people. That's what we're about, and our team members know it. And so, yeah, join the Right Side team. Go to rightsideradio.org and check it out. So listen, we're talking about COVID. I'm still on that topic, all right? I'm not done. There's more to talk about, lots of things. So one of the things I think has to happen is we have to get past this notion that nobody's accountable, all right? There are Yes, severe. There are some serious issues, evidentiary issues, in this overall that certainly show that China played a part. Now, did China create it in the lab? Me personally, Phil Williams, if I had to bet money and I could find a way to prove it, I'd bet they did. But here's the very least. There is strong evidence also that China saw this thing developing and they did nothing about it, nor did they warn anyone in the world. And as a result, in the midst of one of the biggest travel days out of Wuhan, people began going on planes and traveling all over the world. China did nothing, and they're still doing nothing. They're secretive. They refuse to cooperate. Some will say, well, the World Health Organization has been there, and China's been letting them in. Not really. China's been telling them what they're allowed to see. But let's talk about this. So some of it, though, comes from evidence of what they call gain-of-function research. If you're not familiar with gain-of-function, and I'm not super familiar, but I'll tell you what I know is, gain-of-function research is research that is done to try and show whether or not there is a means by which a virus can jump, so to speak. Is there a means by which a virus can become more transferable? Is there a means by which a virus could enhance itself? Some say it's super necessary because you get ahead of it, you find out how to treat it by seeing what it could do if it morphed or developed. Others say this is entirely unnecessary, and this is like planning for biological warfare. Well, we appear to have gain-of-function research being paid for by Dr. Fauci's department at the National Institutes of Health. Copper, go ahead and get clip three ready. Clip three is going to be Senator Rand Paul, who has been wearing Fauci out. And I don't mean like a little bit. I mean like wearing him out. And on this clip right now, he apparently has new documents. I'm looking right now. There's a top headline. Let me go back to it. Top headline on Fox, literally saying, caught in a lie, newly released Wuhan documents are bad news for Fauci. And I'm just telling you, I don't know who is going to be held accountable. But if we find out that research dollars were sent by Dr. Fauci, who has been denying it now, to China to do research that developed what has now killed millions worldwide, someone needs to be held accountable on both sides of the ocean. Hey, go ahead and play clip three, Copper.
While a virologist is sending him an email saying, four of us agree this looks like a virus that was manipulated in a lab. So, yes, from the very beginning, I think he was covering up because he realized that there would be a great deal of culpability of blame attached to him if a lab that he was funding through the NIH turned out to be the source of a pandemic that caused 4 million people to die. That could be the worst governmental decision in the history of the world.
You kicked off your questioning of Dr. Fauci.
So there you have, and what a great line. This could wind up being the worst decision. A worst decision made in the history of the world. I mean, can you imagine? I helped fund that thing that killed all those people. Yeah, that would be a horrible decision. But right now, everybody's double speaking. And I want to know when we're going to see some accountability. I want to know when we're going to see somebody to say, yep, that's where it was. And right now, I do not trust that the Biden administration is going to pursue that. I think the Biden administration is compromised when it comes to China. I think they are also desperate not to have an international kerfluffle again. They're still reeling right now from the debacle that is called Afghanistan. They are not doing well in the polls. Right now, the polls are showing that Biden's numbers are among the lowest ever experienced by a president at this point in his administration. And so the idea that they're going to, politically speaking, they don't want to get out in front of pointing the finger at China or at Dr. Fauci. But someone somewhere knows something more than what's being said. And I'm just telling you, we need some accountability on this. When we come back from the next break, and I'm not going to try and do it now because I don't want to burn the moments. But when we come back from the next break, I want to talk about what's happening in our society. Like right now. I just flipped over to military.com, a website that I check periodically. If you're in the Air Force, airmen now have less than 2 months to get fully vaccinated or face the Universal Code of Military Justice. The Navy also came out with their own timelines. And so, folks, I'm just telling you, some of the mandates are happening. Now, the Biden administration, in a story that just broke a little while ago, says that Jen Psaki says they also recognize the government will not be allowed to force vaccine mandates. But I'm wondering in that six-point plan that we're going to hear about Thursday if we're not going to see some type of incentivization to force the private sector to do so. That's going to be interesting. All right, folks, listen. We got all kinds of stuff. I mean, I got the paper. I got the research. I got the time. I got the caffeine, the chocolate. We're going to run through it. Phil Williams, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.